The second five-year plan of 1933 to 1937 was implemented in the same bloody but effective manner. The true cost of the five-year plans would eventually be paid, with steep interest, during the Second World War. Stalin had grander plans for reconstructing Soviet society. He changed the existing CK, which was bad enough, into the fearsome NKVD, a secret police exceeding even the oprichniks of Ivan the Terrible in their fury. On December 1, 1934, Stalin's close associate Sergei Kirov was shot to death in his Leningrad office. Whether or not Stalin staged this death himself is still argued to this day. It did give Stalin an excuse to tear apart the Communist Party and the Red Army by unleashing the Great Terror. Stalin's former associates, Kamenev and Zinoviev, were tried and executed in 1936 for Trotskyism. In 1938, it was the turn of Stalin's former associate Bukharin to be tried and executed for Trotskyism. Not just communist leaders, but people from all walks of Soviet life were denounced to the NKVD for so-called offenses and imprisoned or killed, often without trial.